have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Welcome aboard. I will be your captain. You'll be my scallywags. I don't know what that means, but you will be them. And here's how we play.
Thank you for your attention and welcome aboard.
Let's go.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, first mate. That is me along with Barry the Boater and Mike the Mariner, rounded out the crew. Okay, So what is the most common issue a boater may have to deal with while out on the water? Mm-hmm. And I mean issue, I mean in a negative sense.
Right.
May surprise you. I didn't know what the answer was. Mike the Mariner threw it at Barry and I before we started the show today, and he stumped us both. But he's ready to share the answer now, and we'll discuss it accordingly. So what is it?
So according to U.S. Coast Guard statistics, the most common mishap is a collision, whether it's with another boat or a fixed object or an underwater object. But that's not necessarily always an emergency. It's a mishap, many of them.
Okay.
The most common real emergency is a medical emergency on a vessel. Hmm. And I thought it was pretty interesting because I had a friend that went through that, and it was a pretty serious event. He was 35 miles offshore, and he was fishing with his friends, and he experienced a heart attack. And so that's one of those things that you wouldn't expect if you're a relatively healthy person.
Right.
But many people have medical conditions that, you know, might or might not affect them at any given time, but you still have to live life. You know, you're still going to want to get on a boat every once in a while and go to the Bahamas for a trip or something like that, whether or not you have that medical condition, because you're going to live life. And one of the main things you should do, aside from having medical gear specific to what you might be experiencing, is to, you know, you certainly don't necessarily want to share all of your medical information with the captain or a friend or whoever's running the boat, but have a letter, a sealed letter with you that describes in one page what conditions you have that might affect your health. And if a health event happens and the Coast Guard's called or medical professionals were called inshore or whatever, you can simply hand them the envelope and say, please read this. This might be what's happening to me. Hmm. That can be one of the main things that could save your life, because then that points the EMTs in the direction of care for you.
And so, you know what? It's a plan. And I think you could even take it back a further step, because this applies to us when we're scuba diving as well. And Barry and I have the same issue as far as when you're out there diving. A little thing on land can be dealt with pretty easily. But when you're out on a boat or on a dive boat, a live aboard or something like that, and something happens, whether, you know, whether it's as serious as a heart issue or even, you break an arm or you get cut or bit by something. I mean, that can be a serious issue if you're far away from land and from help. And, having a plan with the boat that you're, the captain and, as far as the information about your specific, health issues, I mean, having it written down on a piece of paper is one thing. I mean, you can do it in your phone too. They got that kind of built into the Apple OS where you can put it in your health stuff.
Nothing beats an actual document in a water safe thing, because if you're unconscious, no one can unlock your phone. They might not be able to get to it. Might not know how to get to it.
There is ways to. I think the health thing on the app allows you to put your health information out there, so EMTs can get access to it without your permission. There's some kind of trick in there on that, but I mean, obviously the fail safe is just having it on paper and protected. Yeah. Of course. Barry, what do you think?
So I have that in my wallet. It shows that I have a torn ACL in my left knee that occurred while diving,
and some people think I'm mildly insane.
Right. And that, yeah, and I take drugs for that. And all my other medications and what I take and any other health issues are you know, you type it, mm-hmm. put it on a card, and then you take it over to Kinko's or wherever, and you get it laminated and put it in your wallet. And I carry it in my wallet, you know, for emergencies. And that's my, including telephone numbers on where they could reach, you know, my next of kin. If they want to, you know, accept my body, or they'll just say, leave it out in the ocean.
But that, but that's also a good part of a float plan.
Yeah.
If you're a guest on someone else's vessel, or if you're the captain of a vessel and you're taking friends out, I mean, you could be the one as the captain that experiences the health issue.
Right.
Letting people know where to find that. You know, I wouldn't have known to go through your wallet, you know, if you
and, but that's the thing that
been the first thing if Barry had an issue. I wonder if he has any cash on him.
Look at all the cash he has. but yeah, you should have that. It doesn't matter whether you're on a boat or not. When I go cycling, I have a little, the thing called Road ID. It was a big thing with cyclists, and it would have the basic information, the drugs you take, telephone numbers for emergencies, blood type, and any known allergies. Those are the basic things that, you know, the EMT would want to see. And we wore that as a, we wear it as a bracelet when we ride.
Well, and that's, like I said, that's built into, I think, the health app on the Apple OS. And you can
That's a telephone.
Well, it's the same thing. Yeah. It's connected to your watch. I got a, you know, an Apple Watch, the whole thing. It does that, that type of thing. But there is a way to do that, Apple. Yeah. And I'm sure they have that for, you know, Google phones.
You have to be around people that would know instinctively to go to that. Not everybody's, you know, tech savvy. So I like the old idea school. Of simplicity. As a backup, maybe you do both.
I agree.
Why not?
Especially if you're on a boat, especially if you're going, you know, making a crossing over to the Bahamas or something, you're 65 miles of open ocean, right? And if you're halfway over, if you think about, if you're 10 miles from a hospital on land, and compare that to 10 miles offshore, each mile is 5 or 6 minutes longer if you're in a boat that goes 20 knots.
Absolutely.
So you're much further away 10 miles offshore than you are 10 miles from a hospital on land, because a car's faster, right?
Right.
So,
but it could happen anywhere. You don't have to be far offshore, but just knowing that you're out on the water and you don't have instant access to an ambulance or something, and there's going to be some time. I mean, that can be the difference between life and death. I mean, absolutely can. So it's just a matter of putting it, like you said, part of your float plan. You should think of that, or just put this in your back pocket. I mean, that kind of thinking really doesn't just apply to boating. It applies to everything.
Everything. Yes, exactly. Absolutely.
And I wouldn't have thought about that being like the most common, you know, problem that people have, but you know, more and more, you know, situations happen. You know, when you're out boating, like I said, that just, it's a compound issue. And when you're on land, it's still very serious when something goes wrong. But God help you if you're out on a boat away from shore and it's going to take you a certain time to get back to a place where then you can be sent to the hospital. I mean, that added element creates a life and death situation that can make it 10 times worse if they don't know what to do or you don't have a plan. So, don't want to scare everybody, but golly, you got to think about it sometimes.
And it's just being prepared. And if you have some specific health issues, you know, you should probably have a little kit with you that helps address that. And maybe brief someone on the boat that, hey, if this happens to me, pull this out. I might be
if you have,
or whatever, you know, take this out and give me a shot or whatever.
Yeah. If something happens to Barry when we're out on the water, what can you tell us about Barry? It's like, well, he's kind of borderline insane. And all I know is if it's serious, do not resuscitate. And that's not his, that's not by his will.
That's my family. Yeah. They keep saying, don't resuscitate. Right? Why do you keep bringing him back?
I just know what they would want and what I would want. So anywho, maybe that's just us. More coming up on The World of Boating.
Listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.